Well, I'm afraid I don't see your reservation.
I stare at her for a beat, unsure what to say. But I know I made it.
Maybe it got lost or I wrote it down for the wrong dates. Whatever happened, I apologize, but I don't have it.
I'm not an angry guy who can't control his temper. No need to panic. I don't want to make this little old lady feel any worse. She looks on the verge of tears. Not a big deal. I'd like to take a room then. Her expression falls further and her eyes do fill with wetness.
I don't have any vacancies.
When I stare at her blankly, she adds,
It's the Santa Festival this week.
As if that explains it. I blow out a breath and push a hand through my hair. Santa Festival? I quickly wave my hand because it doesn't matter what the Santa Festival is. Is there somewhere else in town that might have some vacancies? Her lips shake, and I fear that pretty soon her tears are going to fall down her rosy cheeks.
Very unlikely. Any rooms nearby are booked more than a year in advance when the festival is going on.
Great. What am I going to do? Have you heard of the Silver Bells B&B?
Of course. Ashley is such a sweet girl.
Her smile shines back, so I don't have the heart to tell her that sweet and Ashley aren't two words I put together. Is there a cab company I could call to take me there? I know Ashley as well.
You do?
The tears have dried up, and she's happy again.
Well, why didn't you stay there in the first place?
Long story. I'm not telling this woman that I'd fear Ashley might cut my balls off with a butcher knife in the middle of the night. The woman reaches under the counter and pulls out her purse.
Come on, I'll drive you there. I'm Esther, by the way.
Good to meet you, Esther. I'm Carter. I appreciate the offer of a ride, but should you leave this place unattended? She walks past me toward the door.
It's just a bunch of Santas. I can't believe I just told Carter that my ego is still bruised from what happened between us. Now he's giving me that look. The same one from that night. As if he's resigned to talk about it. Something I didn't want to do then, and something I still have no interest in doing now. I have to go grab some coolers to put the fridge stuff in. I weave around him, but he holds my wrist and brings me to a stop. Tingles race up my arm, and I hate my body for betraying me. We can't still want this man.
We need to talk, Ashley.
I meet his gaze, and our eyes hold for an uncomfortable beat. He's as gorgeous as he was 6 months ago. Vibrant blue eyes set off by his dark brown hair, broad shoulders, chiseled jaw, and just the right amount of 5 o'clock shadow to be sexy. I really need to go to the store, Carter. I have to prepare dinner for my guests. I give him a pleading look, asking him to drop this topic at least for the time being. He nods and steps back. As I walk past him, his hand wraps around my wrist again.
After dinner, then. I don't want our problems to cause problems at Doug and Steph's wedding.
Isn't the problem what didn't happen? I grab my purse off the kitchen table, snag my coat off the rack, and head out the door. Carter's rejection should not sting after all these months, but it does, and I have no idea why. That's a lie. I know exactly why. I thought we had connected that night. I thought he was feeling what I was. I shake my head and start the truck. My cheeks are heating in embarrassment. At the hardware store, I grab a few coolers to store the food from the fridge in until it's fixed. 15 minutes later, I'm barely out of the truck before Carter waltzes out of the front door of the B&B.
Figured I could give you a hand so you can avoid a few extra trips in this cold.
Were you stalking me out the front window or something? I say, rather than thanking him. He doesn't say anything snarky back. He ignores my jab, takes two of the coolers, and walks toward the house. I follow with the third, silently reprimanding myself for making this so much worse. The immediate warmth of the house thaws my chilled bones. This winter has been brutal.
This is a really great place.
Carter says, watching me slip off my boots. I walk past him and mutter, Thanks.